His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
He goes all over the internet, mostly to clean out your cookies. Kevin is back with three facts that you can take throughout your day to make you seem more interesting. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know mixing alcohol with diet soda instead of regular soda gets you drunk faster? Sugar slows down the absorption of alcohol into the bloodstream.
So all the time we were doing rum and diets,
we were getting turnt faster.
That tracks.
It does kind of track. Yeah.
I always felt like I got remember when like rum and Diet Coke was a big
huge
push.
Yep.
It was a big push. It was like the beginning of the Atkins era.
Mm-hmm.
And I do remember getting like way more tipsy and way more hungover.
I always thought it was because we weren't eating carbs. And I also thought it was because it was when we first started drinking. And we weren't good at drinking. And on top of that, we didn't have any carbs in our system. So
maybe
it's
a little bit of all of that.
Maybe it is. And then on top of that, too, sugar was getting in the way of us getting messed up. Well, wow. Kevin,
have you ever had a rum and Diet Coke?
Not a Diet Coke. I don't like the aftertaste of diet. So I just think consume more alcohol than.
So can we extend this to Coke Zero?
Ew.
I mean,
Coke Zero, zero calories, zero sugar.
Okay. Isn't that what your wife drinks?
Then might as well just drink the alcohol straight then.
No, because you want the taste of Coke. You want some soda in there.
I don't think Coke Zero tastes like regular Coke or diet.
It doesn't. And don't let people tell you it does.
I think it does. No. I think it tastes pretty close. Mm-hmm. It tastes a lot closer than diet.
I like that diet doesn't taste like Coke.
Diet's great. Diet Coke is great out of a fountain. It's terrible out of a can.
That's not true.
Diet Coke out of a can, it tastes like a machine's peeing on me. Like
oh
it's
my God.
It's just a disgusting metallic taste. But Coke Zero out of a can, listen, we'll let this for the people to decide. Text in to 916-909-1065. Diet Coke or Coke Zero? This is your show, your voice. Okay, Kevin, what's next on Did You Know?
Did you know butterflies drink blood if given the chance?
Shut up.
Yeah.
What?
They're savages.
Oh, my God.
What
Why?
Do you mean if given the chance?
If there are no flowers to pollinate, they need to do something in their bloodstreams.
Right. Boy. They can't just hang out. They always got to be sipping something.
Yeah. This is exactly why we need to make sure we take care of this planet or butterflies will turn on us.
Right.
Get Greta on the phone because we need to tell her right now about butterflies. Vampire flies. I'm working on it. Okay. I just found out about
you're right.
Hold
and
on.
You're shook.
But it needs a punny name for sure.
Well, sure.
So why? Why? What is it about blood that they'll... Are we that close to pollen?
Well, no.
I don't know what they do.
The reason they pollinate is to get the substances in pollen, and then science has proven we have some of that in our bloodstream.
Okay.
It has.
Guys.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's bees that do the pollen.
No, butterflies do too.
Butterflies do it too.
They've got a long proboscis tongue that they stick in
Someone's
there.
Someone's not an insect person.
Well, excuse me.
What a strange flex, Kevin. Okay, so science has proven that we have what? Pollen in our blood?
Maybe that or CO2.
Carbon dioxide?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Is that in our blood?
I guess, yeah.
He was a biology major from Sacramento State.
Yeah.
Not was, I am.
Okay. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Give us one more fact. By the way, text messages coming in to 909-1065. What's better, Diet Coke or Coke Zero? We're going to tell you what the poll says at the end of this. One person texted in Diet Dr. Pepper. Go away. Oh, somebody said butterflies. Thank God you're here.
The fact that you couldn't get there yourself.
Not that fast. I know. I'm losing.
You're off today.
Kevin, give us one more fact.
Did you know women's testosterone levels rise when they are in positions of power, even when they are just acting or pretending to have power?
What?
Pretending to have power? Like when you played secretary when you were a little kid?
Something of more power.
And you were just like this on your mom's computer? Well, yes, please come in. I am available to have a meeting.
And when you were doing that, your testosterone, you wanted punch somebody so badly. Does this make any sense with why sometimes lady bosses, and I don't like using that term, but lady bosses sometimes get a reputation, though, for being like hard asses?
No. And, like, you the reason think? For that is because in business, generally, women can be two things. You can be a mouse or a lion.
Oh. You forgot one more thing, and that's a butterfly.